Good morning. Our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are our in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if it were we are comforted, it is for your compassion and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. This is a great passage to read and to meditate upon during these times. The Holy Spirit, who we just recently celebrated because of Pentecost, and he was the Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus. According to Jesus, he would send the Holy Spirit to comfort, to teach, and to be our advocate. And so this Holy Spirit is the very presence of Christ. And the Holy Spirit now fills this world and is what holds the church together around the world. And he's known as the Comforter. That's a name that Jesus gave the Holy Spirit. In the Greek, the word is paraclete. It means one who comes alongside. And it's kind of a neat concept to think that comfort is something that we get from God, and that God is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. What a great insight from a man who I don't think was very much into his heart prior being to being a Christian. He was very much into his head. He was very much into accomplishing that which he wanted to get accomplished, and didn't really matter what others felt. And now he's being very sensitive. This same man, after meeting Jesus Christ, is being very sensitive to those who are suffering. You know, the word comfort is mentioned 10 times in these 5 verses. And in verse 4 alone, it's mentioned 4 times. So Paul is really emphasizing that in this world of suffering, as we go through suffering, that we give one each other comfort, but we also find, as we give each other comfort, that God once again adds his super to our natural. And the very presence of the Holy Spirit invades our relationships, surrounds us and protects us wherever we find ourselves, and leads and guides us. I'm very grateful for that sense and that presence of the Holy Spirit that we can feel at any time during the day. You can look to God as your comforter through Jesus Christ at any time, at any moment during the day. And as we do turn our eyes upon Jesus, like that hymn says, and look full into his wondrous eyes, we're going to realize that he was looking first. That we didn't have to seek him for him to have already been there. We have to seek him for us to be open to God's presence and God being there. And it's this comforting that happens as we go through life that lets us know that Jesus is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Brothers and sisters and family are awesome, but they can't be with you every second of the day. But this passage is telling us that Jesus Christ, true God, and through the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, really does never leave us or forsake us. And what a great message for us today, not only personally, but that we can take with us to a hurting world that's very much in a searching mode, that is very much in suffering. And it's a great opportunity that God has given us, an evangelical opportunity to speak to the needs of others and to, in his love and in his care, the agape love of the Holy Spirit, reach out to people and meet them where they're at. And this is what the fellowship of his suffering was all about, that Jesus suffered much when he was on this earth and when he was on the cross. And yet he had no sin. And as we join in his suffering and reach out to others and become oriented around the needs of others, God sees our needs and God takes care of our needs and takes care of us. The safest thing in the safest place for us is to be meeting the needs of others in the name of Jesus, giving others a cup of cold water in his name, as the Bible talks about. And as we give others a cup of cold water in his name, a miracle will happen. I can't tell you what it is, and that's what's so exciting. But it will happen because we are giving opportunity for God to be present right then and right there. Let the Lord move through you. Let the Lord comfort you, and let that comfort flow through you to others as you minister to the needs of others, and let God add his super to your natural, and you will see miracles happen. And just keep your eyes open, because he will show you every step from there and from that point. We live in exciting times, and we also live in very difficult times. For the God of all comfort is with us. God bless you, and God help us as we continue in this journey. Amen.